Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 45. This chapter has 18 psukim in it. This chapter continues the theme of the previous prakim about the final redemption and times of Mashiach. The Ramad Wali explains the previous parak spoke about the suffering that'll take place during the final redemption. Therefore, this parak delivers good news to the Jews about the good things that will take place when Mashiach comes. This was done in order to give us hope, so we wouldn't despair or become petrified about Mashiach coming. Hope is one of the basic functions of humans. When a person is filled with hope, one starts to see the possibility of life getting better. One feels more optimistic, and fear seems to dissipate, falling by the wayside. With hope in our hearts, we can traverse even the most difficult of circumstances. No need to be scared. God has your best interest in mind. God is not cruel. If Mashiach is not coming for you, then who is he coming for? Rest assured, Mashiach is coming for every single one of you. Most Mefarshim explain the king in this chapter is referenced to Mashiach. This chapter is a song of love written by the sons of Korah. The parak describes a king who is unbelievably handsome and charming. This king is also a strong warrior with proper weapons. He radiates God's light. What makes this king different is because he came to power through his pristine character. He is honest, humble, and righteous. God established King Mashiach for all of eternity. Mashiach will simply love good and hate bad. In verse 10, the chapter turns its attention to address a royal princess and queen. Most Mefarshim explain the princess and queen are metaphors for the nations of the world who subjugate themselves to the Melech HaMashiach. The king will desire the beauty of the princess and will ultimately come to the palace of the king. The chapter ends with the psalmist addressing Mashiach that he'll be praised forever and ever. Let's take a look at the first pasuk, and by doing so, we'll shed light on the entire parak. L'manatzeach al Shoshanim l'vnei Korach maskil shir yedidus. For the leader on Shoshanim of the sons of Korach, a maskil, a love song. For starters, Radak explains, Shoshanim was the name of the musical instrument this chapter was meant to be played on. Again, the Ramad Wali explains, the word Shoshana also means rose, because Am Yisrael is like a Shoshana ben Acholchim, a rose amongst thorns. The nations of the world are like a thorn on the Jewish nation's side. The Ramad Wali continues to explain, at the end of the day, the head gardener's main intent is to care for the roses and not the thorns. The main purpose of creation was for Yisrael, as the opening words of the Torah, Bereishis, stands for Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. The world was created for Yisrael, whom are considered God's first. Therefore, the entire purpose of Mashiach is ultimately for Am Yisrael, whom were the impetus for the creation of the world. It's important to understand, just like a rose takes time to grow and blossom, so too the final redemption will slowly sprout over a period of time. It's not just a one-time deal. The process of redemption is taking place over the span of many years and can even go unrecognized to the undiscerning eyes. The Vilna Gaon and Sefer Kol HaTor compares the process of redemption to the times of Purim. The Purim story slowly occurred over the course of many years. At that time, the people were confused about the events that were happening around them. But yet God was behind the scenes, slowly but surely manipulating the events for Mordechai to rise to power and Haman to be hung. So too, the final redemption will take place over the course of many years. Little by little, like the rise of the morning star, the light of Mashiach has begun to shine its rays. It's amazing to think the author of our parak knew and understood the secrets of the final redemption thousands of years earlier. That's why he hinted to it in the word Shoshana, rose, to hint to the sprouting and blossoming process of the final redemption and the times that we're living in. Let us never to the full revelation of Mashiach ben David, when all death will end forever and the knowledge of God will fill the world like the waters that cover the sea. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.